come with me if you wanna go to Kansas City. I'm feeling low down and blue, my heart's full of sorrow. Hardly know what to do. Where will I be tomorrow? Going to Kansas City, wanna go to, you know you can't make it with me. Going to Kansas City, sorry, but I can't take you. When you see me coming, raise your windows high. When you see me leaving, baby, hang your head and cry. I'm afraid there's nothing in this creamy, dreamy town a honky-tonk monkey woman could do. She'd only bring herself down. So long, everybody. The time has come and I must leave you. So if I don't ever see your smiling face again, make a promise you'll remember, like a Christmas day in December, that I told you all through thick and thin, all up to the end. Parker's been your friend. Don't hang your head when you see those six pretty horses pulling me with a $20 silver piece on my watch chain. Look at the smile on my face. Sing a little song and tell the world that I'm really free. Cry for me, 'cause I'm going to Kansas City. We went to the Red Drum to hear the jazz, which that night was Charlie Parker, with Honduras Jones on drums and others interesting, probably Roger Beloit, too, whom I wanted to see now, and that excitement of soft night San Francisco bop. And up on the stand, Bird Parker with solemn eyes, who'd been busted fairly recently and had now returned to a kind of bop dead Frisco, but had just discovered or been told about the Red Drum, the great new generation gang wailing and gathering there. So here he was on the stand, examining them with his eyes as he blew his now settled down into regulated design crazy notes. The booming drums, the high ceiling, to hear Bird, whom I saw distinctly digging Mardu several times, also myself, directly into my eye, looking to search if really I was that great writer I thought myself to be. As if he knew my thoughts and ambitions, or remembered me from other nightclubs and other coasts, other Chicagos. Not a challenging look, but the king and founder of the bop generation, at least the sound of it, in digging his audience, digging his eyes, the secret eyes, him watching as he just pursed his lips and let great lungs and immortal fingers work, his eyes separate and interested and humane, the kindest jazz musician there could be while being, and therefore, naturally, the greatest. Come with me if you want to go to Kansas City.